Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank wants to know how you reward yourself, because they have cards that make every day more rewarding. Are you a points hoarder, cashback guru, low intro APR lover? With U.S. Bank, it's up to you, because they have the cards to fit your lifestyle. So earn more whether you're shopping at a gas station or a grocery store, even while planning a staycation. Learn more at usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. Each episode, we're whipping around the top players, injuries, and game notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod and sign up for a free trial subscription. We first start with the top player headlines in the NFL. Lions running back DeAndre Swift was a limited participant in Wednesday's practice. Steelers running back James Conner has been activated off the reserve COVID-19 list. He missed the previous two games. Panthers running back Christian McCaffrey was a limited participant in Wednesday's practice as he's now dealing with a new injury in the thigh region. To start off, we take a look at the top survivor pools for Week 14. The Packers are the top pick as they face off against a weak Lions team, and Aaron Rodgers is coming off a 3-touchdown game against the Eagles. The number 2 pick is the Kansas City Chiefs on the road against the Miami Dolphins. Miami's offense is below average, and it just feels like no one can stop Patrick Mahomes right now. The number 3 pick is the Saints. Yes, they face rookie Jalen Hurts, who gave the Eagles a spark against Green Bay last week, but expect him to struggle against the Saints defense that has allowed just 28 points over their last 3 games. For the complete breakdown, check out the Surviving Week 14 article by Chris Liss on rotowire.com/pod. Moving on, we take a look at Kevin Payne's top waiver wire Week 14 pickups. Rivers has an intriguing matchup against the Raiders, who have allowed the 10th most fantasy points to quarterbacks. Hurts is taking over for Carson Wentz and could provide an instant spark and maximize the current pass catchers. Cam Akers is a top target at the running back position. Akers got 23 targets that turned into 94 yards, while his competition, Malcolm Brown and Daryl Henderson, only combined for 9 touches. For the complete breakdown, check out Kevin Payne's Week 14 pickups article on rotowire.com/pod. Thursday Night Football features the 8-4 Rams and the 6-6 Patriots facing off at SoFi Stadium. The total is set at 45, with LA favored by 5 points. The Patriots actually have been trending upward recently, winning 4 of their last 5. The Rams, they're hot too, winning 3 of their last 4. At the quarterback position, Cam Newton leads all quarterbacks with 11 rushing touchdowns and is third at the position with 435 rushing yards. On the other side, Jared Goff is 6th in passing attempts and 7th in passing yards. Overall, the Pats rely on the ground game and the Rams let it fly. Both QBs face tough defenses as the Rams have allowed the fewest fantasy points to quarterbacks this season and the Patriots are the 4th fewest. For running backs, both teams employ a running back committee, but lead backs have been emerging. Damian Harris had 49% snap share for the Pats last week and led the team with 16 carries after finishing the opening drive with 7 touches for 51 yards. Note too that Harris played over 65% of the snaps in the first half, while Sony Michel got 6 of his 10 carries in the fourth quarter of the blowout victory. On the Rams side, Daryl Henderson was the starter and he played 7 of 16 snaps in the first 2 drives, getting 2 carries and 2 targets. Akers also played 7 snaps in those 2 drives, and then he got some more playing time after Henderson was bothered by a knee injury. Akers ended up taking 11 of 18 snaps in the fourth quarter and ended up with a 62% snap share and 21 carries. For pass catchers, take a look at Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods. Both have been heavily targeted, sitting at 12th and 16th in targets in the NFL, respectively, but it's Woods who's been getting more action recently, with double-digit targets in 3 straight games. Both could be popular picks against a Patriots defense that has allowed 7 touchdowns to wideouts in 3 straight games before holding their past 2 opponents to 0. For the complete breakdown, check out Andrew Laird's Thursday Night Football DFS Breakdown article on rotowire.com/pod. For more fantasy news and stats, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. With this free subscription, you'll get access to every sport and our daily fantasy sports tools for 10 days. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.